all you funketeers and funketettes and all my funk soldiers out there hanging out. Today, special guests, we got funk royalty in the house on Funk from the Front Seat right here on IBM.TV. None other than the fabulous, the most wonderful woman in the world. We got Peppermint Patty hanging out with us. So y'all put your hands together and let's get this thing on Funk from the Front Seat. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. How you doing, Patty? What's happening?
I'm great, Zach. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Thank you. I mean,
Funk from the front seat.
Yes. It's a blessing to have you. All the wonderful things you do, we're going to get into. I just want to let all the fans know we got Peppermint Patty right here on Funk from the Front Seat. Bootsy's other half and making all that good stuff work. So basically, we're just going to kick it straight into it. You there, Patty? Oh, we lost it for a second, but we'll get it back in a minute.
Yeah, we're just going to rock this show and everything. Yeah, Patty looks like he had some technical difficulties, but I know you're going to rock it, and I know she's going to bounce back on here, so she did a disappearing act on us. But keep on telling folks about what she's about, and then we'll bring her back on because it looks like she's still trying to have some things going on. But
Sir Knows be trying his best to put his finger into this front seat, but it cannot happen. So we're going to make sure we get Patty back on. She was here a second ago. We're going to make sure it happens. Again, live from the Boot Cave, we have Peppermint Patty. And we're hanging out with her today. We're going to be getting into Bootzilla Productions. We're going to get into the STARS campaign, which is a very important thing that Patty and Bootsy are doing. It's a foundation set up to help musicians that are touring, that can't tour anymore due to COVID. We're going to get into Bootsy's new album, The Power of Love, The Power of One, and also Bootzilla Radio. So we're going to make sure we get all that popping as soon as we get Patty back on. Right now, let's get funky for a minute. And don't forget, make sure you have your mask on. Make sure you got hand sanitizer. And if you got a birthday out there, or if you have an anniversary, or unfortunately, if you lost someone due to COVID, know that we care about you, know that we love you, know that we here at IBM.TV are doing everything we can to support all the local agencies and state agencies and worldwide agencies around the world to make this happen. So we're going to get Peppermint Patty back on in a second. How you guys doing out there today? I know some of y'all are out there, Dr. Brookenstein, Sonya Murphy. I know y'all are already out there. We're doing Facebook Live, YouTube Live. You can follow us on IBM.TV right here on Funk from the Front Seat every Saturday at 12 o'clock. We got a lot of great shows around the clock. We get ready to do a marathon in September. So, yo, we're going to be kicking it hard and strong. So if you want to be a guest, please hit me up. My personal email is out there. My number, you can find me. You're more than welcome. I want to have as many guests on as possible. Also, tomorrow on our Sunday show at 12 o'clock, Funk Music with Zach, I got the one and only South African pop star herself, Miss Alexandra May. She's going to be coming on and playing some music, and we're going to be kicking a little bit. So, yeah, we right now just chilling, waiting on Peppermint Patty to get back on. You know how technology is. You know how things happen. Sir Knows devoid of funk. He can't stop the funk. Nobody can't stop the funk. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Peppermint Patty's involved in the Groovement Girls movement, you know, helping people to blow the whistle on bullying. And that's very important for you young people out there. There's no need to bully anybody. That doesn't make any sense. Just worry about yourself. Worry about all the things that you got to accomplish in life. When you're bullying someone else, you're hurting them, and you're actually taking away from someone else. You know what I mean? I think Patty's getting ready to get back on in a second, but I'm not sure. So we're going to tell you in a minute, but we're going to keep rapping about that. Don't forget, it's important. You don't got to bully anybody. It's not necessary at all. Just worry about what you got to do as a human being. And that goes for grown-ups and thugs and all you people that want to be tough and all of that. That's cool. You got that persona. That ain't me. But yeah, you want to do all of that. But why hurt somebody? This should be about peace and love. That's what this planet is for. We need to elevate our thinking, elevate our minds. There's no reason to be going out on the corner killing another black person or brown skin person or another white person, or for a white person to be killing another white person. This killing has to stop. We're never going to elevate ourselves. And listen, if you've never voted before, you need to get yourself out there November 3rd and vote. All right? 11/3/20. That's the day. We're going to make some changes in this country. Yes, things aren't what they should be, but you know what? We got to roll with it. Let's be a solutions person and not be a problem person. When you're breaking up windows and abandoning houses and burning things, that's actually destructive to our community. So as things are destructive, we don't want that. I got you, Patty. How you doing?
That's right. I'm good. Yeah, I don't know what happened. You know?
It's okay. The boot cave and here in the car and sometimes different places. You know, my producer over in India, he was having problems. So let's kick it, Patty. Peppermint Patty, our guest today, right here on Funk from the Front Seat of IBM.TV.
Woo,
first, we want to get into the STARS campaign. Tell us a little bit about that, Patty.
You know, during this COVID-19 time, I was having dinner with Bootsy one evening, and he said, you know, we need to help in some way, form, or fashion. So
Amen.
He was working. Thank you. He was working on the new album. And he said, I'd like to take one of the songs from the album called Stars, and I'd like to donate it back to Music Cares. So I said, well, let's see if we can make this happen. Next thing we knew, he said to me again, I want to put someone on the album who's young and who can sing and write. So there we go with Emmy Sunshine out of Nashville. She contacted us. We came together through the internet. She started writing verses. And then here we go with Stars being born. So then we contacted Music Cares, and they said, we would love to have this give back, givenow.com. We'd love to have that as a part of our campaign. So we started raising money for musicians on June the 12th, along with BMI, and it's going very well. So we're hoping that the Funketeer fans that are out there today will go to the site and make a donation to musicians, because music is our love, it's our heart, but
Amen.
Musicians are suffering. They are not allowed to do gigs right now. There's no place to go other than really the internet. So let's come together as one and help our fellow musician with bills they have to pay, food on the table. It's just a very serious time right now. So the
yes.
uplifting part is, together we can make a difference, and we're doing it right now through Music Cares with our GivelyNow.com program.
Yeah, you know, you're an amazing entrepreneur, giver. You know, you support all the Funketeers. There's never been a time when I didn't reach out to you and you didn't get back to me. And for that, I'm giving you much love, gratitude, and thanks. So, you know, as we get through this COVID and we realize, you know, you guys are setting up a foundation and everything, I just want to ask you, are you and your family okay? And the people you know in Ohio, are you guys doing okay?
Thank you for asking. Yes, we really are. I'm down here in the boot cave right now doing this wonderful show with you. And by the way, Zach, we salute you for what you're doing, because Funk from the Front Seat helps to keep the funk alive. It helps to bring people together.
You.
It gives you, it gives you another mindset. You know, yeah, we're going through some hard times right now, but someone like yourself who takes the time and the heart to let us know everything is going to be all right is you're welcome. It's really, really wonderful. So thank you. But Bootsy's well. He is creating some of the most incredible music right now. He has always said to me, when you come to adversity and sometimes tragedy, the best music can come from these situations. So that's what's happening here in the boot cave in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yo, that's what's up. You know, I want to ask you a little bit more about the Groovement Girls and what you do. I have two daughters, as you know. You know, you even gave me the shirts last time I saw you. They're 12 and 16. But those photos of those kids bring tears to my eyes, and to see you smile and have your arm around. So tell me a little bit about how the Groovement Girls actually started, how you created that.
Well, the Bootsy Collins Foundation has been in existence since 2010. And we have a few different facets of the foundation. But one of them is our Groovement Girl program. And our mission with that is to lift the self-esteem of little girls and women through music, the arts, or whatever you do in your world. So that's us. But one major thing, I heard you talk about this while I was off the air. You couldn't see me, but I could hear you. We blow the whistle on bullying, and I have my whistle with me today.
Yes.
We literally blow the whistle. So when school is in session, one of our schools here in Cincinnati, TAC Elementary, we're doing a program with them where we actually go into the school during their physical education time that they have a class. And part of that class is talking about bullying. So our logic about it is, if someone's bullying you, more than likely he or she is going through something. So if you can break that barrier, if you can have a conversation and let them know you care, because you might be the only person in their world right now who might give them a smile. So if you give them a smile, take the time instead of being offended, but make sure you're safe. Take the time to speak with them. And we hand out whistles to the person that's bullying the person that's being bullied. So that's our program. And you find when you hand that person a whistle, they're like, wow, you really do care about me. So, it's just a little tool that we use to be able to move forward with whatever's going on. So it's all good.
Yeah, it is all good. You know, I follow you so much, and you and Bootsy, and you guys are world renowned, you know, for all your stuff you do, the music, the philanthropy, and, you know, the stage production. Here we are with Peppermint Patty on IBM.TV, Funk from the Front Seat. This is an exclusive, y'all, so y'all need to get on this. That's right, Peppermint Patty. And this woman is so gracious to give us her time. And as you're so busy, how do you manage everything with your time and your energy? And I know I called you this morning, you were already up meditating before me. So how do you do it?
You know, my husband calls it the power of the one.
Yes.
And that's another reason why we named the album The Power of the One, because that's where we get everything from.
Yes.
And all you have to do, the word says, ask and it shall be given, seeking you shall find, and knock and the door shall be open. So that's what we do. That's what we do here in the Boot Cave and at Bootzilla. And there's no real science to it, but, you know, as you get older and you realize people and things around you mean even more so than what they did when you were coming up, because you didn't really know what that was all about. But now that we know, we see, it's time for us to like put our boots on, right? Boots on the ground, know
That's
who
right.
we are, and share and love. Love is the number one feeling, something that you have to just make a part of you. And then everything else will fall into place. I promise. It's real. It's true. It's real.
It is
and you
true.
Know, Zach, you told me you were meditating this morning too. And I was like, yes,
that's what it takes. Yes. We had to get connected.
Yeah. If you get yourself in order, then you can go out and help Susie and Jack and Philip and whoever else it is.
Yep.
And do it with a smile.
One of the Funketeers, David Brooks, said hello. Sonia's on the line. We got a lot of Funketeers on Facebook. They love you.
Hello.
You are world loved. You and Bootsy, and I always tell people this, like, you guys are like the Obama family. Like, you're there. You know, Barack and Michelle, Bootsy and Patty. That's where we see you. You are heroes. You're our mentors. We love you. And all of us would ride or die with y'all. That's how we feel about you. And that's coming from the heart. And everybody I ever speak to, we ride or die with you. So you mentioned Bootzilla Productions. And I know I was following you guys were putting that together. So tell me a little bit more about your brand new, big, huge production company that you guys got wrapping up in Cincinnati. Tell me about that. That's exciting.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, Bootzilla Productions is like the hub for everything that we do, whether it's album work, production work, if we're working on the funk shift. Do you know about the funk shift, Zach?
A little bit, but not enough. Not enough. Clue me, please.
So even the funk ship falls under Bootzilla Productions. And then we have Bootzilla Records, which for the first time in Bootsy's career, this magnificent Power of the One album that started with Bootzilla Productions is going to come through Bootzilla Records. Yes, yay. Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
And it's awesome. We have a publisher by the name of Modern Works, and they really put the steam under our feet to say, you know, why don't you do this time on your own? Let's give it a shot. So they partnered with us, and here we are with this magnificent product that's coming out.
That's right.
But what
that's
I right. was going to say was the funk ship is this magnificent ship that we had some gentlemen build for us. Hector Garcia and his team out of Texas put this beautiful ship together. So our ship, though, the funk ship, is a give back ship. So what we would love to do is roll up into your city. But before we roll up, you would tell me what your need is. So is it backpacks for your kids at school? Is it coats? Is it jackets? Is it water? What is it? So we would then get that, whatever that is, we would roll up, light the ship up, music coming out of it, Bootsy's right there. And then all of these products, whether it's the backpacks, let's say it's backpacks. So all the little town that wherever we are, your town, would bring their backpacks and we'd line up all around the ship. And then the children with their parents or their school could come and pick up the backpacks. So that's our gift back. That's the funk ship. It's fun. It's funky. But it has a purpose. And it's a gift
back. That's amazing. That is so amazing. You know, you guys, like I said, I've been watching you do this for years and years and years and years. Way before social media, you guys are doing this. And let me ask you a quick question before we get to the video, because I want to make sure we play that for you, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
I saw the video and it dropped tears on me. It did. When you sent it to me, it's very personal. And I'll tell you some other time about some things. But when you guys were just getting into this new album, The Power of One, and we all know the creator, right? Did you know right then and there it was going to change the world? Because it really did. It just changed the world. It hit right when we needed it because we're all locked down with COVID. So how did you feel about that when you put it out there like that?
You know, when Bootsy told me that he was had this one song in particular on the album, and he described it to me, and I said, wow, this really is connecting with who we are as a people. And we both knew that during this time, that what's going on with COVID-19 and everything and all the political stuff, that we were going to need something like the Power of One to share with our fans, our friends, our families, everything. So we decided to do a contest for the cover. So we had the name of the song, but instead of us doing the cover ourselves, we put the word out during the month of February, right when COVID was starting to kick, and people started sending us drawings. And then we had a little like lottery pool, and we decided who was going to be that winner. So we chose the winner, and thus the Power of the One cover was created. So then we said, okay, it's really time to let folks see the Power of the One album cover. And we were just hoping that it would help someone somewhere, lift them up somewhere, somehow. And it seems to be happening. So it's just that messaging, you know, it's the message. It's the messaging that we all do. You do from funk from the front seat. It's your message is beautiful that you're putting out. And you're welcome. But we as a people, that's what we need. We always need it, but especially right now.
Yeah. Can we let the fans see that video for the fans that haven't seen it? Is that okay right now? We can roll that?
Yes. And this is called Stars. And once again, it is to raise money for Music Cares to help musicians in need during this COVID time. And also the musician community, the backstage people, the lighting, the people that, the roadies, everyone. So yeah. Thank you for showing it.
Hey, believe me, you know, we're ready. So we're going to run this video. Check it out. It's called Stars, and here we are with Peppermint Patty live on Funk from the Front Seat. Gracious enough to come in, and I'm ecstatic. Couldn't sleep last night.
I'm ecstatic.
I really am. I was ecstatic. I was like, whoa, okay. It made me cry. It's so good. It's just so good.
Yay.
I love the cover too. I love it.
Thank you. No, that's our record label right there.
Right, right.
The name is Bootsy Baby. And if you love music like I love music, then you can't live without this music. And music certainly wouldn't be here without our great musicians.
As people, we're not afraid of nothing. We stand toe to toe and fight. But this battle that we're facing, it's hard to know what's wrong or right. Hiding in the hooks of a loved one. Friends and strangers that we meet. Separation is our shield now to keep us strong and on our feet.
Brothers and sisters, all colors.
Take us another day. We stand for life.
Brothers and sisters, all colors.
This thing can't last forever. We gotta forge a
better
way. This thing can't last forever. Oh, we gotta forge a better way.
All colors, we know
identity. We are all together. Nuestro cuerpo, el amor, la compasión nos darán la libertad. Se nos fue de nuestras manos, las dudas lo dejan ver. Que después de cada noche siempre habrá un amanecer.
All colors, genders, regional identities, sexual. We need to bring all of us together.
Wealth and power have no advantage. The rich and poor have no dissension. It's a battle cry for freedom. United we can grow new roots. Walls are coming down around us. Strangers meet on level ground. Let me tell you, love is key now. A hand to bridge the vast divide. Tomorrow we can know what's waiting. There's no promise in the night. But hope alone can get us through this. Together we can shine that light.
All colors, genders, regional identities, sexual orientation, we need to bring all of us together.
As a people we have crawled before, the struggle is pretty hard to ignore. And on occasion we take it for granted, and we forget all the seeds that was planted.
Now this thing can't last forever. Oh, we gotta forge a better way.
All colors, genders, regional identities, sexual orientation, religion. We need to bring all of us together.
Take courage for another day.
That's so hot. My goodness. Here we are with Patty. It brought me to tears. It moves me in such a way that the spirit obviously moves you guys. I want to tell you, congratulations. Thank you for sharing that with us. That is so powerful. It's very powerful. And
I would say, please go to BootsyCollins.com, and there you will see the whole campaign. And if you're able to give $1, $5, any of that would help our musicians in need. So thank you for airing that, Zach. Thank you.
Yo, let me tell you, when you sent it to me, I watched it the first time, right? And I barely made it through to the end. But where did you guys start shooting that? I know some of the different scenes and everything. I love the colors. But where was the initial shoot at when you guys first started putting it together?
Here at the Boot Cave here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then we had Emmy Sunshine send us her clip. And then you'll see the other artists who all sent us their clips here to the Boot Cave. And then we have Master Talent Agency, which is out of Los Angeles. Our manager, Oscar, he edited everything together. Uwe, our son, started the beginning of the editing. Yay for Uwe.
I love him. Yes.
Thank you. He's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have him on the show, too. I'm going to have him on the show.
He should. He's doing wonderful things.
Yes, he is. You guys, man, are so, like I said, you're the Mount Rushmore Funk Royalty. IBM.TV today on Funk from the Front Seat. Peppermint Patty is with us. And if you have something to say to the young people out there to get over these tough times, not so much the small ones, but teenagers like my daughters that have to miss graduation, have to miss school, dance and stuff, what would you say to encourage these young ladies especially? Because that's very important. What would you say? I want them to hear it from you.
You know, Zach, this space and time, for some reason, it had to be. When you're not able to control something, you have to, we call it surrendering and letting it go, just as Elsa said on Frozen. That let it go part really does mean something. So I find what helps myself and some of the other girls that I'm working with, every morning or whenever you think about it, you just write down how you're feeling that day, and you'll be able to look back on what you have written in your journal for this period of time. I was watching a show, and there was a young girl was sitting with her mother, and they found her grandma's journal. And this lady journaled about what happened during the Holocaust time, way, way back, with the Jewish race. So they were able to open that book and read about what happened in her eyes throughout that whole period of time. So the journaling part is a good thing for the future family that you may have, but it's also good for you right now to put your thoughts down. And once you put those thoughts down and you read them after you've written them, you say to yourself, like, you know, if this isn't so bad for me right now, this is showing me how to take time to be with my family, to take time to maybe clean my closet, to take time to recognize that I am not the one that's in charge of everything, but I am a part of everything. So yes. I'm going to do my best today. I'm going to do my best today. So that's what I say. That's what I say to my young girls, ladies. Know that this too shall pass, but you have to realize who you are. And this is just another part of your life to help you to be better at what you do.
Wow, you are so in the zen right now. You definitely take me to another planet. I wanted to mention some shout outs. People are saying hello to you. David Brooks, okay. Lance Dandridge, Sonny Murphy.
Hi,
yeah, we got our troops coming. A lot of people don't sign on, but a lot of people do watch. It goes around the world. You know, it's nighttime in India right now, and they're checking you out. So this is, and at IBM.TV, Patty, and I tell you real quick, the reason why I was blessed to have this platform, because obviously my band can't play. We can't do what we want to do. You know, I've been trying to do some recording here and there. But, you know, that's another story. I'm not what was me guy. The opportunity came to me through the producer, Mark, that's producing the show now. He told me about it. And the one thing that I was attracted to was the peace and love vibe of IBM.TV, because that's what we're about here. And you're such a huge light that adds to what we're doing here. You know, and believe me, I'm going to have you on as much as you want to come on. You just let me know. I know your schedule's always busy, but I just wanted to tell you that because that's what attracted me. I was able to, you and Bootsy, when COVID first started, were talking. And this was back in, I think, January or early December. I mean, early February. And you said, he said, wash your hands, have your mask and all this stuff, right? So then he said, make something out of nothing, which was the George Clinton thing. So I thought about it and I watched everybody doing stuff and I was like, well, what can I really do to help? And then all of a sudden God, you know, and now here we are. And that's just, you know what I mean? So
that's how it works. I love it. Goodness.
Yes. It is amazing. Yeah, amen. It's just like, you know, I get goose pimples talking to you now because I dreamt about, you know, these moments of having, you know, people like yourself that are on a higher thinking level. I'm not going to get into the elephant in the room because we already know November, we got to do what we got to do. But I do have to touch a little bit as Afro-Americans, how you basically see the BML movement. And not with the violence part, but just the positivity of what you think about it.
Oh, you know, when you think about that whole movement and what it stands for, you have to take a deep breath and, you know, exhale. And you know, you want to be a part of something like that to make a change, to make a difference.
Yes.
I was a little girl when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. But before he was assassinated, I can remember my mother, especially she was a stay-at-home mom and my daddy was always working. That's where I get my work ethic from, by the way. But I remember listening to some of his speeches and I was like, wow, this gentleman is just so powerful, even though I was only like four. I can remember that. So to see BLM come together the way they are through this tragic time with what happened to our dear brother, George, it's like so uplifting to me personally. I pray for them spiritually constantly, because I want whomever is out there doing what they do to help us all move forward and be safe. We pray for them to have that safety, that hedge put around them, because this is a serious thing. It's very, very serious. And, you know, I believe that we have moved forward quite a bit in history with what has happened as a people, but we do still have a ways to go.
We got a minute.
But it's a part of the fabric of America, and actually the planet, but especially America, because of what happened here in America in the 1800s. So I salute Black Lives Matter, because Black lives matter.
That's right. That's right. Well said. You know, and you're so classy the way you speak about things. And I agree with you. We as human beings, you know, have to elevate. I'm always preaching, you know, about that. To people I talk to, whatever, because my dad was a minister, but I kind of do it through music. So I think it comes out, you know.
Yes.
And one of our producers, Kim, I'm going to give Kim your information and back and forth, because I really want you to touch base with her. She's an entrepreneur. She's one of the owners of the show. And when she found out we were having you on, you know, Kim and the whole staff is just pushing me with this wave of goodness and love. They came to me like you when I needed it, you know?
Yes.
And it's such an amazing feeling to know that like-minded people are together. I went to 5 protests so far. And you mentioned the word rainbow. It was a rainbow coalition, and I was safe. I had my mask and, you know, and I just took a lot of video, you know, and I was so happy. And I spoke at 3 of them. I was so happy to see young kids, white, black, gay, straight, didn't matter, Native American, Latin American, you know, Israel, from Africa. They just get it. They get it.
And
foundations like yours, you're opening that other part of it. You know what I mean? It's just incredible the work that you guys do. And I thought about that the whole time. I was like, because you guys are my inspiration. So when I see you do something, I'm like, okay, they're basically saying, just do your little part and it'll get there. Because I understand. Yeah. I get it, Patty. I get it. Everybody can't be there, but you can be where you are and make it work.
Yes, there you go. Right. That's a great philosophy.
And that's what I get. That's what we get from you. Because we watch, believe me, it's like I said, watching Michelle and we watch everything. So we're inspired. And I speak for many, many thousands of people. I want to ask you a quick question again about the Groovement Girls, because you were doing an exercise one day on Wednesdays, I think it is, right? Your exercise
workout Wednesday.
Yes. I'm not on the thread, but I'm watching. Workout Wednesday. And I like the fact that you kept people engaged throughout, even though you were doing it. You actually ramped it up a notch because of the COVID, and that's amazing. That's amazing. You did. I was watching, and it's beautiful. So, Bootzilla Radio, a little bit about that. We got about 5 minutes left. Here we are, Peppermint Patty, IBM.TV. Funk from the front seat, the best. Bootzilla Radio.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about it.
It is a show that was developed by our manager, Oscar RC, out of Los Angeles. And I must say that it's the bomb, because it has all of Bootsy's catalog on it. I mean, he has well over 1,000 songs that he has written. And by the way, musicians out there, especially the ones that are coming up, that is the key to your future. Write those songs. Get them registered either through BMI or ASCAP. And then find a way to start your own publishing, because that's your future. That's your catalog is what you have to do. And that's what Bootsy did as a very young guy.
Very much, yep.
So Boothella Radio, we just right now we have a link, and I can share that link with, what did I share with you? I did, right, Zach?
Yeah.
You just click on that link and you're able to listen to it, like in your car, I'm washing dishes, and I'm listening to Bootsy. And not only is it Bootsy's music, but it is the hardcore funk. It's that thing that you want to have in your ear hole for real. And then can I speak on Club Funketeers?
Absolutely. I was going to get to that. Go for it. Yes.
Okay. So Club Funketeers is something that we're developing, but it's already in place. If you go to clubfunketeers.com, you're able to see what we do there. So Lucy and I, again, were talking one day, and we were just trying to figure out how we could bring all the Funketeers together around the world for a place to commune, talk to one another, share things. And that's what clubfunketeers.com is all about. So I say check it out. It's growing. You can become a member. You'll be able to get your Club Funketeer bracelet, star glasses, all kinds of fun stuff. You know, those little tools that we use are fun tools. And they keep you going. They keep you motivated. Right, Zach?
That's right. That's right. Because I know you said you're sending me stuff, so I can't wait for that. I will be on.
You didn't get it yet? You didn't get your package?
Not yet, but you know, I'm in North Carolina. The mail might be a little slow, but it's okay. It's coming. I'm not worried.
It's on the way.
Because I got you here. So that, you know what I'm saying? You're here. So I you know what I mean? It's like, whoo, you know, I know that's coming. And believe me, you'll see me posted it and I'll send you pictures because, you know, I love swag. I love swag.
I see that. I love that. It's cool.
I love swag.
It's cool.
So listen, cool. We got about a couple of minutes. Your parting thoughts and words about everything, your foundation and the world and how you're seeing the future going forward. I just want to ask you before you go about that, your vision going forward.
Well, before I give you that, please, I also want to tell you that October the 23rd is when Bootsy's new album comes out. And it's also going to be his birthday party.
Yes.
So we're going to have an online show and you're going to see Bootsy doing all kinds of wonderful things along with some other great artists. So go to clubfunketeers.com because that's where we're going to announce, you know, what platform we'll be on and all of that.
That's so awesome. That's awesome. And we want to be a part of that. We had spoke about that. So my band, Nappy Head, we ready.
Yes. Okay. That's awesome. So, you know, with everything that we all are going through, I think one positive thing about it is that we're going through it together.
Yes.
You wake up, I wake up, Pam wakes up, whomever. It's the same thing that we're going through. So I say, let's just encourage one another. No, we're together on this. Like I said, there's a thread. And we are that needle that thread has to go through. And then once it's through, then we are the ones that have to connect the thread to all those patterns. And we are the patterns. We, the people, are the patterns. So let's connect. Let's stay together. Zach, you keep doing what you're doing from funk, from the front seat.
I will. I promise.
And I hope you have me back on.
Yep. I'm going to have you on whenever you want to come on. I love you too. Take care. Peppermint Patty, thank you for sharing time with us. I'm going to post all the wonderful things you and Bootsy are doing. My best to Bootsy. Yabba dabba doozy, baba. Love you, Patty.
Yabba dabba doozy. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So, funk from the front seat. Peppermint Patty. It doesn't get any better than that. You know what I'm saying? Her and Bootsy Collins have done amazing things around the world. They continue to set the bar high and reach for things that people say couldn't be reached. They've reached it and surpassed it. You heard about the Groovement Girls, Blow the Whistle on Bullying. You heard about the Stars campaign. Please go. If you don't have much to give, that's fine, you know, but please give whatever you can because musicians, we're not taking it for granted, but a lot of times people just always assume we're available and we're there. But we too have to eat. We too need money. We too have to pay for production. We too have to pay for travel. and still take care of our medical expenses if we do get sick. And we're not machines, and we love you guys with all our heart. But music is part of the fabric voice of the world. So if you know someone that needs a dollar, if you can help them do it through this foundation, and I know because I looked at it and gave what I could, it's very, very important to help others. And then it comes back to you. And I have so many of my producers that help make this show possible. I have to thank them. Ankit, Mark, Kim, Nick, you know, Wynn, all you guys that behind the scenes make things like this possible. We're going to have, you know, members of the Collins family on a lot. Her son, Owee's going to come on. I'm going to get him. You know, we're going to try to get Boosie one day. But because you guys have given me this platform, I'm able to then, you know, share what I know about this funk thing and the people that want to come on shows like this, because IBM.TV is the future. We are here already, so don't take it for granted. You got to get in here and check out what we're doing. We got great shows about business, great shows about mental issues, great shows about women, young men. You know, tomorrow I got Alexandra May, South African pop star, you know, so we got a lot of things and we're going to blow up. You can either blow up with us or we're going to blow up without you, but we're going to blow up. So you need to really check and see the regular programming as opposed to what we're doing here. And I'm not knocking anything else. We don't do the negative. All I'm telling you is we're going to be doing some great things. And if you guys want to be a part of it, call me. And we can make all that happen. What's up, Otis? I got to give a shout out. You know, Eric, how you doing? I got to give a shout out to Sonia, to David Brooks, all the Funketeers that were watching. You know, all the Funketeers on Patty's channel, all the Groupic girls. The Bootsy Collins Foundation is personal to me because one day, and I'm going to show you this in a second. One day when I was in Tramps in the basement, you can see my hat right here. That I don't know if it's upside down or not. Oh, yeah. Bootsy and I had a chat, and we talked about life, not about music, about life. And I didn't really want to autograph. I was just more interested in learning from Bootsy. And he took my hat, and he said, listen, I'm going to sign this for you. We're going to do something. And that was so inspiring to me, you know. And we sent him some music, and he's down with our music, and, you know, we're going to get into that on another show. But I've always, the P, people see me wearing the P phone. That's what it's about. Hey, yo, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Folks over here teasing me on your show, because I got my headsets on. So they were saying I was looking like a pilot or something like that. But we were definitely grooving with Patty. Patty's just a tremendous spirit. And like I said, I love the music. I've loved the music for a number of years. Folks know that I'm definitely into the blues and the jazz. But even before you, I really enjoyed funk music and definitely enjoyed the kind of image that Bootsy and George Clinton and a lot of your other friends that are the pioneers put out there. So definitely have been a fan there and glad to see their spirit and all of that. So it was amazing hearing what she had to say. We've been rolling on the banner, so folks are catching that about the challenge. So hopefully we want folks to get engaged in that. And I don't know if you saw my comment, but I was watching that video, and I was just so impressed with the amount of people that she had and the way that they really did what we do here on IBM TV. They brought a lot of the world together. I saw folks that were of Spanish descent, so they had some of the song in Spanish. Hold on a second, so you can't hear me what I'm saying. So they had some of the song in Spanish and things of that nature, but definitely was just great watching that. But I'm going to let Zach go back and talk some more to y'all, because apparently you cannot hear what I am saying.
I lost your volume. I didn't hear the last part that you said. I'm not really sure, but I know you were saying something about the foundation and everything else, and you've been listening to the music for a while, but I lost your volume. Anyway, those of you that tuned in today, and you guys can go back and watch it on IBM.TV, you can find all our shows there. Every show that we do is archived and recorded. So if you want to go back and check something out about being an entrepreneur, or you want to go back and check something out about one of our medical professionals that we have on. Hey, Sonia, I love you too. If you want to go back and check out something about, you know, our suicide prevention or our young people show, we have shows for children, puppet shows on Sunday mornings. If you want to go check out some of the musical shows that we have, besides mine, Alexandra May and the Music Cafe and, you know, other people that are doing some great things with the music, go back. It's on YouTube. You can archive it and find the shows and check it out. Today we had IBM here at IBM.TV. We were blessed to have Peppermint Patty. You know, the other half of Bootsy Collins. She has her own stuff, doing her own thing, an amazing spirit. Every time I reached out to her, as busy as she is, she never failed to get back to me because she cares about people, and so does Bootsy, and so do we at IBM.TV. We want you to go to our dollar store and support that. That's our sponsorship. We need support just like every other station. And if you guys go there, you can buy products, check it out for half the cost. You don't have to drive, don't have to worry about catching COVID, and they mail it right to your house. And that's really, really cool. So you guys are part of our family. Anybody watching this show, I want you to go and tell other people about what we do, because this is how we roll, this is how we're doing it, and this is what we're going to continue to do. 100% IBM.TV. We ride or die with y'all. And around the world, for those of you that are listening in other countries, I want you to know I love you. I embrace you. I adore you. I got your back. And we're going to manifest nothing but goodness. That's what we do here. And everybody that's watching this show, just remember, you don't have to be violent. Just remember some of the wisdom that Patty dropped on us today. You know what I'm saying? Stay in the light. Stay up. You know, make something out of nothing. And that's part of life, and that's what we do. We had a lot of people sign on today. This is one of the most memorable shows, and we're going to have others. And don't forget tomorrow, Funk Music with Zach. Very important. I have one of my best friends, South African pop star. I love her to death. This young lady is blowing the roof off around the world. You know, Alexandra May, you know, she has her own show. You know, the cafe, the Music Cafe on Sundays at 3 o'clock. Mark, my producer, has a great show speaking about business. And Mark has so many people on, I can't even keep track. Mark got about 1,000 shows. Ain't that right, Mark?
I got a bunch of shows, and we have some great guests and things of that nature. I know that we've had some amazing folks on, everybody from comedians to, like you said, political figures. I've actually had a gentleman, brother, that's actually running for governor of Florida. So he's a long shot candidate, but it was great having him on and things of that nature. So, yeah, we've got a lot of folks on a regular basis. So definitely was great having him on. And we've got a number of other folks that are lined up. So, yeah, whether it's my show, and we're actually doing two shows. We're doing one on Monday, and we're doing two on Monday and one on Wednesday. So the streaming shows on here on IBM TV are definitely rolling. So we've got the online dinner party. We've got Mullins Music and Memories. That's one of the Monday night ones or Monday afternoon ones. And then we've got the radio show with Mark Lee. So, yeah, there are three shows that I'm doing, and definitely always trying to have amazing folks. As a matter of fact, we've got a member of Chairman of the Board. Those of you that know Beach Music know that they are an amazing group that has been around for a while, and we are looking forward to having Ken Knox on. So another musical legend will be on my show. So we've definitely got some great folks and are continuing to have great folks, and not just on my show. I mean, we've had some amazing guests on Weed Wednesday, on Chess Stars, on a number of other shows. So I know that Nick, Kim, the rest of the crew are always out there looking for amazing guests and things of that nature. And the other thing I was going to say is that I love the peace and love message that both Bootsy is putting out there, but that we're also putting out there as well. That's why it really meant a lot to me to see that Native American dancer on that video. I've got a cousin who's a powwow dancer, and I'm hoping that I'll have her on the show in the very near future. So that being said, I'm going to turn it over to you, and then you can wrap everything up. But definitely, I want you to wrap everything up. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and then you give us some closing thoughts.
Well, you heard him. I couldn't really hear him, but I know what he was saying. And basically, we want you to follow us. There's so much TV program out there. There's so much stuff that is negative. We all about the light, and we all about being positive. And Funk from the Front Seat, I want you to know, is something special that I'm always going to do, no matter what, no matter where I am. When things get back to where we can play and tour, I'm still going to be doing this show. I'm down with IBM.TV, ride or die. And like I said, I love these people. It's not about the show. It's about the people that I work with. And most important, the fans, you guys out there, my Funketeers, I want to give mad shouts to all my Funketeers who support us and follow us. Also, mad shouts out to JTRP, P-Funk Radio, Brenda Honeybee Robinson, that plays our music and plays all the funk music, Bootzilla Radio, my man down in Texas, Philly Phil, get on the funk bus on Tuesdays. He has a great show on Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. Get on that funk bus, y'all, if you ain't doing nothing. My man Philly Phil and I talk. We haven't talked in a minute, but I got to catch up with him. He's my brother from another mother. Gabe Godzilla Gonzalez on Wednesday night, he's got his thing popping. And on Sunday nights or Saturday nights, my man Larry Funkster Jones got his own thing popping with P-Funk Radio. So the way we're tying everything together with this funk thing, funk is a spiritual movement. Funk has always been about the one. Funk means we love you. It ain't about no violence. It ain't about no drama. It's about peace and love. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. Funk from the Front Seat. A little Bootsy Collins. Y'all check it out. Love y'all. Woo! Can't stay away, y'all. Throw your hands up if you at home. Get it up. Get it up. You know how we do. We love you, Peppermint Patty. We love you, Bootsy. Mad love to all the fans out there. Love y'all. IBM.TV, Funk from the Front Seat. There you go. The power of the one, y'all.
You know, your name should be Melody, baby. Because your personality Woo! Is so melodic. I've been dreaming to the tune of you since first we met. You turned me on in a day, baby.
Where's my funky tears? I see you out there. I feel you. I know you're doing it. So I'm singing about your kisses. Every moment of the day, I can't stay away. Woo! See, this is what the funk does for you. Makes you sweat. New York, what's up? DC, Philly Phil, Philadelphia, the D, Detroit, my peeps over in Washington State.
Your number one with a bullet.
California, Georgia, Texas, North Carolina, the people, Plainfield, New Jersey. Nothing but the funk, y'all. Strong Island, where you at? You out there? Florida. Woo! Colorado. West Virginia and Virginia, y'all. South Carolina. Woo! Tennessee. Where a young lady in the video came from. Mexico, India, Dubai, woo, Germany, Australia. Love you, Carmen. Love you, Wendy. Yes. Funk from the Front Seat. Woo. Love all y'all today. Yes, yes, yes. Come on. Y'all know how we do. Come on. Get up. Get up, clap your hands. Thank you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I'm out, number 9.